This podcast is powered by you, a listener-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. To support our online programming, please call 800-745-9748 or pledge online at WSIU.org. WSIU Public Radio is a listener-supported service of Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
And this is WSIU Radio News. I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's 68 degrees in Carbondale, 63 in Mount Vernon, 62 in Olney at 735. We can expect mostly sunny conditions across the region today with a high around 88. Winds will be calm and out of the south around 7 to 10 miles an hour. The second annual Big Money Air Race takes off from the Southern Illinois Airport this morning. Race coordinator Sam Hoskins says 23 planes are registered to take part in the 170-mile course that will cover parts of Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri.
Start from the Carbondale Airport. We're going to fly up to the Pinckneyville Airport, then over to the Perryville Airport, down to the natural gas suspension bridge at Grand Tower. Then we're going to go down to Carroll around the tip of the state, the confluence of the rivers, and then follow the Ohio River up for a few miles. And then our final approach fix is going to be the Smiley Water Tower in Macanda, and then back on up to the Carbondale Airport.
Hoskins says the aircraft participating are largely experimental, but there are some factory aircraft in the race as well. He says the fastest planes will take off at the Southern Illinois Airport around 10 o'clock this morning, with the slower planes going last. Hoskins says the fastest planes will complete the course in about 35 minutes. He says all the aircraft should be back on the ground within 90 minutes. The race is against time, not against the other aircraft. The times will be submitted for standings in the Sports Air Racing League. Veterans pursuing a college degree at SIU Carbondale will have access to more support thanks to the Department of Veterans Affairs National Pilot Program. The Veterans Integration to Academic Leadership Grant provides funding for two VA staff positions to work on the Carbondale campus. They will provide student vets with assistance in dealing with clinical issues, educating the campus about military culture, and offering toolkits to help the students succeed in their college life. Thomas Cadella is section chief for the Marion VA Psychosocial Rehabilitation and Specialty Clinic Programs. He says the grant funding is initially for 1 year, but he hopes it will continue long term.
If the pilot project is very successful, since these are VA employees, these are actual staff employees, we certainly hope to just keep them on staff and continue to flourish the program and expand it at SIU.
Cadell is optimistic the program will be successful because of the high number of student veterans on the Carbondale campus. SIUC is one of just 20 institutions involved in the program nationwide. The region's first free healthcare clinic will open in Cape Girardeau this summer. The clinic will serve individuals who do not have medical insurance and are not eligible for Medicare or Medicaid. The Samaritan Regional Health Clinic will be entirely funded and operated through donations and volunteers. At least one doctor has already signed up to volunteer his time. Organizers say they will need at least two doctors or registered nurses to donate their services. Dan Johnson is pastor of the Evangelical United Church of Christ. He says the clinic will be open 2 days per week.
And it really will be for those that don't have any other source, because the limited hours, there'll probably be a long wait to get care, unfortunately, at least initially. But it'll be people that really need it, I mean, that are really desperate for it.
Organizers are working towards fully staffing the clinic with volunteers, medical supplies, and equipment. Johnson says the clinic will provide free prescriptions as well as medicine samples. Well, a shakedown at Menard Correctional Center in Chester resulted in 21 weapons being confiscated from inmates this week. Prison Union President Kevin Hirsch says the objects were plastic or metal and were altered in ways that could cause injury. The weapons search was in response to an attack at an officer last weekend at the prison. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Illinois could play a key role in the nation's long-term energy strategy. The Chamber's Matt Koch says the U.S. will need 21% more energy by 2025. That puts Illinois, which produces ethanol and includes a number of coal mines and oil fields, at the forefront of domestic resources. Recapping the forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. We'll see a high of 88. It's 739.